News in brief. The Turkish Prime Minister warns anti-government protesters he's running out of patience. Recep Tayyip Erdogan said he will not give in to their demand to resign. Erdogan blamed the protests on terrorist elements and foreign forces. His comments came after fresh clashes between police and protesters in Istanbul's Taksim Square. At least a dozen rockets fired by foreign-backed insurgents in Syria land in Hermel in eastern Lebanon, injuring several people. One person was killed in a rocket attack in Arsal region. There's no word on who fired the rocket. Such attacks have risen since Lebanon's Hezbollah said it's helping Syrian forces. A huge blast has rocked the Afghan capital Kabul, killing at least 14 people and leaving scores injured. Officials say the blast hit near the US Embassy and Supreme Court. The blast apparently happened when a bomber detonated his explosives. The Taliban have claimed responsibility. Nationwide campaigns are in full swing in Iran ahead of Friday's presidential election. Candidates are touring Iran, telling people about their future plans if elected. Campaigning will continue until 24 hours before the race. Two of the candidates, Ghulam Ali Haddad-Adil and Mohammad Reza Aref, have quit. The Iraqi army says it will launch an operation to crack down on armed groups in Diyala province. The decision comes a day after multiple car bombings killed over 70 people and left dozens injured in the volatile region. In May alone, over 1,000 people were killed in violence across the country. Scuffles have broken out in London between police and demonstrators heading to the Carnival Against Capitalism march to protest against the upcoming G8 summit in Northern Ireland. At least six protesters have been arrested. Leaders from the Group of Eight will meet in Northern Ireland on the 17th and 18th of June. The US president is under mounting pressure over Washington's surveillance programs. EU officials have condemned the US National Security Agency for secretly gathering information on Europeans, saying this is unacceptable and illegal. A group of American rights activists have also rallied in Washington, demanding an end to the programs. And hundreds of flights in France have been cancelled as air traffic controllers go on a three-day strike against the project to create a single European airspace. The strikers say the plan will affect safety and their working conditions. Similar strikes are expected in other European countries on Wednesday.